Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Child slips and falls on their bicycle. The mother comes rushing over and comforts the child. She tells her child, "Don't worry, I'm here." Your spouse tells you after they've had a long, rough day, "Where have you been? I needed you here. After reuniting with a friend you haven't seen in a while, you remark, "It is so good to see you. It's been too long." Having the people we care most about with us is important. We can be comforted and made joyful by their presence, and we can feel abandoned and alone by their absence. This is true concerning people. How much more so is this true concerning God? People will say, "God feels far from me right now. I feel like God has abandoned me." But we learned in tonight's readings that our God is not a God who abandons. He's not a God who is far from his people. No, our Lord Jesus is called Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. And if Jesus is true to his name, if he is truly the God who is with us, then we have every reason to be comforted this evening. That name Emmanuel first shows up in our Old Testament lesson. The prophet Isaiah writes, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and we'll call him Emmanuel." We'll call him Emmanuel. In ancient times, you didn't just call your child by a name because it sounded nice. No, names encapsulated your existence. That is why there are a lot of name changes in the scriptures. Abram becomes Abraham after God makes the covenant with him. Jacob becomes Israel after being blessed by God. These men were fundamentally changed, and they needed a new name to express who they were. Jesus' name also expresses who he is. He is Emmanuel, God with us. How will he be with us? How is it that he is God with us? He will be with us as a man with flesh and bone. We read that this child was conceived and he was born. He has hands and feet, a face and a human voice, much like mine. And so one way that Jesus is with us is the fact that whatever we have experienced, he has experienced. We have a God who truly knows because he came to be with us in this broken world. He knows what it is like to feel pain, hunger, thirst, stress, humiliation. In the incarnation, you have a God who understands. But have you seen his body? Have you physically walked with Jesus as the disciples did? Have you seen his face or heard that voice as the disciples heard it? Well, no. Does that mean that God is not with you, or that he is with you less than he was with them? No. You hear his voice as clearly as they did, as he speaks through the vocal cords of broken men like myself at that lectern, at this pulpit. And he's with us just as much as the disciples, because at your baptism you received the Holy Spirit, which proceeds from the Father and the Son. And so now God himself dwells inside of you, the very same Holy Spirit which the angel said would come upon Mary in our second reading. He is with you always. Emmanuel is also with us at this table in the divine service. In this miracle, the very same body which the disciples touched is given for you, for the forgiveness of sins. And the same blood which poured from his hands and side, you drink. A friend of mine once said to me, "I don't feel as close to God as I used to." I told her, "Maybe you're looking in the wrong place. God never promised to be with us in a feeling. He promises to be with us where he says He will be with us, word and sacrament. And as I said, because God is with us, we have every reason to be comforted this evening. We read in Luke that this Emmanuel will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. You don't just have anyone with you, you have the King. And the King is with you always, even to the end of the age. And so this Advent season, as we prepare ourselves for the coming of this King, we look to what we know, and especially we see this in the Advent theme hymn, Arise, O Christian People. This wonderful hymn expresses wonderfully what the preparation of Advent is all about. Listen to this verse. The humble heart and lowly God raises up on high. Beneath his feet in terror, the haughty soul shall lie. The heart sincere and right that heeds God's invitation and makes true preparation, it is the Lord's delight. It's very simple to be prepared for the King. You must know that you need the King. The haughty don't want to be with the King. They don't need this King, but you are humble and you say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And so you will receive that mercy, and God will raise you up on high, as we read in the hymn. In conclusion, God was with you at your baptism. He is with you as each of these words hits your ears tonight, and soon he comes to take you to be with him in his kingdom, and you will see him face to face. He is truly Emmanuel, God with us. Now may the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus, until life everlasting. Amen.